Hello, builders. Welcome back to another bonus episode here.
We're talking IDC again.
We are. We're talking IDC. Now, this one is going to be a little better because it's less about, you know, terrible people being terrible to each other.
Mm-hmm.
It's more about you and how to help yourself and how to help us in the process, really.
Right, because we're lazy.
We are. And how to maybe torture a couple game designers you like and or don't like.
Yeah.
So this year, as we announced previously, Nicole Klein and Matt Loomis are going to be duking it out.
Uh-huh.
In the...
metaphorically speaking.
Yeah, metaphorically speaking. No hits actually happening.
No physical violence
allowed.
Not
physical violence.
Nope.
But we are looking... We have 7 rounds, generally, in the Iron Design Contest every year. And we, this year, would like to open it up to the builders to design a round.
Mm-hmm.
So you can design whatever you want. The round should theoretically take 10 minutes or less.
10 minutes or less?
15 if it's really, really good.
Right.
About 10 minutes or less on average.
Yeah. Keep in mind, this is going to have to be performed in front of a room full of people.
Yep. So that's important that important. You... because we've learned, certainly, we've had some choices we've made that were not as exciting in front of people as we'd hoped. I can tell you this year... Rob and I have been working with Ryan Cowler closely.
Closely. Intensely.
Intensely.
Right.
Ryan Cowler is intense, with good reason. And we've been working with him, and we're really excited about what we have.
Mm-hmm.
But we think you should help as well. And so you're thinking, what? How is this helping me? Why do I... well, before we have contests to offer up a judgeship, but frankly, we don't really need Nate Daugherty to be a judge again.
And, nope, tired of that guy.
So instead, what we're going to do is... we have talked to the designers, all 3 of the Iron Design champions specifically,
mm-hmm.
and each one of them is going to give us a game. And so that means the winner of this will get 3 games, 1 from each designer. I'm not going to say what those are yet because I'm not 100% sure, honestly. But and certainly if you make it to Gen Con, we will present them to you at the IDC.
Absolutely.
And make a big deal about how you came up with the challenge.
I mean, we'll have time to kill. Why not?
Yeah, right? I mean, basically, unless your challenge goes too long. But if not, we can certainly bundle those up from each of the designers after Gen Con and ship them on out to you guys. We're very, very excited about this. This is a cool thing. It's cool prizes to be able to give away.
Mm-hmm.
These are Iron Design champions, so you know they make good games, right?
So tips. So this needs to be performed in front of a room full of people. This is something that should be fun for the participants and fun for the audience to watch. We sometimes have forgotten that in the past. And that's a key thing that we need to do better about. Likewise, components should be at a minimum. You know, we're going to have some stuff there like markers and a drawing pad. You know, those things will be available. We can do some flashcards, that sort of thing. But the more you can show to the audience, the better.
Right.
It's about the show.
Yes, and like Rob said, minimal components, things we certainly can easily get.
Right.
Or if you want to bring something, that's fine. But, you know, I mean... Len, I know you're probably going to think about this. They're not going to play laser tag.
No laser tag. Nope. No paintball either.
No paintball. Yes, thank you for clarifying.
Right. Okay.
You know, somebody would try to... and Shu, if you're listening, they're not going to walk on a treadmill, okay? It's not going to be racing on a treadmill. So these are all things I know you guys are into. And in case Nate was thinking about it, we're not going to spill things on the floor, Nate, like beer. Because we don't want to get kicked out of the room.
We're over that.
So
we move past it creatively.
So try not to do that. So anyways, yes, I think we've hit all the high points. Obviously, too, and this doesn't need to be said, but I'm going to say it anyways. Anything you guys choose for these people cannot be dangerous other than to their sanity. That's okay.
That's what we got. We need a deadline for this contest. I want to say the deadline is, what do you think? Do you want to say the end of July?
July 31st.
July 31st
at midnight.
Is the deadline.
So on August 1st, Rob and I will review all of those,
mm-hmm.
and we will get an episode out as quickly as possible after that to announce it.
Yep.
And so you guys have a little over a month to do this, about a month when this is posting. So, so do it up. We really be in really remember that. Torturing the designers is a fun part of this.
Oh, yeah.
Making them squirm is important.
That's why we do this.
Yeah. Literally, that's why we do this. So, well, I mean, also, blah, blah, resolve conflicts. So, Cool. Well, that's all we got, I think.
Cool. Thanks, everybody.
Thanks.
See ya.
See ya.
Building the Game is a co-production of Imminent Entertainment and Poorly Designed Studios. All of the ideas presented by Rob and Jason are property of the Building the Game podcast.